Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Jim Deering, here to read another of Lauren Paul Decker's stories, here on Soul Chaser, the podcast. Soul Chaser the book, and I Love You Church the book, are available on Amazon Books, Barnes & Noble, and ChristianBook.com, among others. In the book of Revelation, and chapter 21, verse 4, it says, "And God shall wipe away all tears." Here's Lauren's story, A Joy Unspeakable. Perhaps it really was just a dream. Or was it a vision of future things? I don't know. I do know this much is true. It was a deep revelation, and it was deeply personal. It was also beautiful and good, so I believe God sent it. Beauty and goodness are only His to share. I am saddened as I begin this page, as it tells of the deepest pain a family can know. Friends of ours, we'll call them the Robinson family, had three beautiful daughters. Their fourth child, a son, died upon birth. It had been a healthy pregnancy, and all seemed normal. But for reasons known only to God, he passed away. Just when the family was preparing to meet him, he left them for heaven. Shock gave way to sadness, and the loss seemed unbearable. That was several years ago. Friends and family shared the burden, but the pain remained. Then just the other night, my wife woke up from a dream. As she described it to me, we knew it was not for us to keep. It was for the Robinsons. In the dream, our friend, the mom, had reached the end of her life's journey and was being ushered by the angels into glorious heaven. The beauty was indescribable and yet somehow familiar. As Jesus approached her, she saw he held a small child in his arms. Placing the babe gently into her waiting embrace, he looked deeply into her tear-filled eyes. With his hands framing her face, he wiped her tears with his thumbs and said, "I saved all your memories for you." Then, as it can only happen in heaven, time was not. A panoramic, words fail me here, film or vision played before them. Memories of a childhood not lived on earth, but preserved in perfect heaven, flashed before her as she held her little boy in wonder. There he was with his little red wagon. There he was wrapping his chubby arms around her knees while she attempted to navigate the kitchen in their home. A scraped knee, prayers at bedtime, they were all there, and they were now inside of her forever. Jesus had kept them for her. Nothing was missing. As they stepped into their celestial home, the angel choirs sang. She recognized the song. It was the simple lullaby she had always sung for him, her baby. He had heard it, she now knew. It had reached heaven every time. Together, now forever, they laid down their heads in perfect rest. Father God, today I pray for all those whose pain never goes away, those who have lost a child. You know their pain. You are their hope, their only hope, for heaven holds joy. Only joy awaits us, joy of the deepest measure and surely beyond words.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.